A word of prayer. Yes, we've got blue lights everywhere, which is very good, isn't it? Lord, we pray, open our eyes, Lord, to see the truths in your word. Open our hearts to receive those words as you would intend, and open our wills that we will do as those words contained in these scriptures will be said, that it will be true of us. This we ask, Lord, in your name, and all God's people said, amen. Amen. All right, very good. The title of this morning's message is one word. Can't get any easier than this. Comfortable. If that's how you spell it. If there's any wrong spellings there this morning, don't worry about it. Comfortable. And I think I might have a subtitle underneath it there, yeah. Following Jesus within our comfort zone. That is where most people follow Jesus, but not all. We follow him, but within what was known as a comfort zone. In our case, it's our comfort zone. The scripture that I want to address this subject to you is found in Luke chapter 9 there, verses 57 to 62. And Jesus is addressing would-be followers of him. He says three different things to three different people. So if you have that, I have it up on the screen as well. As they were walking along the road, a man said to him, I will follow you wherever you go. Jesus replied, foxes have dens and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. He said to another man, follow me. But he replied, Lord, first let me go and bury my father. Jesus said to him, let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God. Still another said, I will follow you, Lord, but let me go back and say goodbye to my family. Jesus replied, no one who puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God. That's our text. Our theme is comfort. How we fit all that in there, only we will know at the very end. But I want to talk to you this morning about comfort zone. See, comfort zone, everyone has one. They may not call it that, but a comfort zone is a place where we feel in control, where we can do the stuff that we like to do and we can do it at our ease. It's a place where there is little or no pressure, and most importantly, it's a place of where there is minimum, if not minimum, stress at the very least. That's comfort zone. I don't know if that rings a bell with you. Maybe it's not the way you live, but maybe you can put a face to it. That's one way. But a comfort zone is also this. See, it's a mindset. It's a way of looking at things. And so it's a mindset of not letting go control. It's also a mindset that says no to challenge. Especially if it involves being under pressure. And it's a big, big no to be stressed out. comfort zone. A very popular mindset among our Christian community. Though it's not exclusively to that, but we can readily identify with it. It's also, a comfort zone, it's a place of safety. It's a place where you hear people saying, I feel safe. And that can be a huge priority. And actually, in some cases, it can be the number one priority. So it's a place of safety where I feel safe. But there's a danger in it. You see, it can also be a place where I am trapped. And I feel trapped. Stuck, unable, or unwilling to move on. Comfort zone can feel like a safe haven, but it can easily turn into a prison. And in some cases, some people's comfort zones are a prison. I think most of us can identify with that. Next thing is comfort zone. You can have what we have. No, this is very common in our world, a spiritual comfort zone. This is almost the reverse to what we've just sung, by the way. So a spiritual comfort zone says, I want to follow Jesus. There's no question about it, but stay in my comfort zone. And there's so much material out there that will support that. You can follow and never feel anything of uncomfortableness. Anything that would in the least cause you a certain amount of stress. So people will say, I will follow but stay in my comfort zone. And what they'll say and what they do, and you know, they're genuine here, is I'll read the books. I'll attend the seminars, or in this case most webinars, but I'm staying put in my comfort zone. That describes many, many people, followers of Jesus. They're following him in their mind, solely in their mind, and they're staying within their comfort zone. One more thing, though, about comfort zone, and this has gone back to the natural. People who are in their comfort zone love to reign from their comfort zone. And you say, what do you mean by that, Pat? Well, they're in their comfort zone and they feel safe. And, of course, that can be a prison. But they look aside and say, well, actually, now there are some benefits out there in doing this and doing that, in exploring this. And what they'll do is they want to do it, but they do not want either the challenge or the pressure that goes with it. But they do want to do it. So what they'll do then is they'll put pressure on others to make sure that they can have, in this case, enjoy the benefits of moving a bit outside their comfort zone, but they're not carrying the responsibility, they're not carrying the stress. So they're having it both ways. They're remaining inside their comfort zone, stepping outside to gain some of the benefits, but not having to do anything and not having to cost them anything. Does that make sense? I know for a lot of this is, goes on. I want to do it, but I don't want to feel uncomfortable doing this. You're better at it than I am. You may not be. That would be too much pressure for me. It would be too much to take on, but you are able for it. Reigning from within your comfort zone and applying pressure to others. Basically goes unchallenged for the most part in the Christian world. But it describes an awful lot of relationships. So comfort zone. Hadn't thought about it in that way before. But these were some of the things that I was thinking about when I was away for the week. Based on what I'm saying, you must think I've had a miserable week, but it wasn't that bad. When we come to Jesus, the very first thing he addresses to these people is their comfort zones. The very first thing. It's the very last thing that we'll do. Indeed, we follow Jesus. If I feel uncomfortable, his role is to make me comfortable. If I feel stressed and under pressure, his job is to come alongside me and to remove as much as that or eliminate it. And at times he does, because sometimes we may be out too far. But there are times of where some of that is simply controlling our comfort zones, if the truth be known. Our text that we looked at, if you were right alongside any of these people, would you follow Jesus based upon the answer he gives? We'll look at them very briefly. 57, first of all, as they were walking down along the road, a man came to him and says, I will follow you wherever you go. It sounds great. It sounds like this man is totally committed, doesn't it? And Jesus should have been doing cartwheels in the road saying, I'm glad I'm having an impact. I'm glad that I'm finding this level. Send him up there. Jesus replied, foxes have dens, birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. You know what Jesus is offering this man in his invitation to follow? Uncertainty and uncomfortableness. You want to follow me, the first thing you're going to have to do, says Jesus, to this particular man is move out of your comfort zone. I live an uncertain and uncomfortable lifestyle. Can you handle that? Many people who follow Jesus say, oh, no, that's far too uncomfortable. But this is where he starts with this man. Do you see how he addresses his comfort zone? And says, you cannot follow unless you are willing to buy into this. It's a myth that you can stay in your comfort zone and grow as a follower of Jesus. You can stay in your comfort zone and you can gain knowledge and become a nuisance to others with it. Because you're not doing a whole pile else, let's be honest. That's all you're doing, you know, and arguing over very, very minor points that won't matter or rip in eternity anyway. So in following Jesus, do you know that you have signed up to uncertainty and uncomfortableness? And you know, her response is, Jesus wouldn't ask me to do that. Oh, I hate to tell you, yes, he would. Jesus is far more interested in your growth than in your comfortableness. Same for me. So uncertainty and uncomfortableness. He said to another man, follow me. But the man replied, Lord, first let me go and bury my father. Jesus said to him, let the dead bury their own dead, but go and proclaim the kingdom of God. Now that's a shocking statement. Absolutely shocking. So what he's saying here is uncomfortable priorities. You want to follow Jesus, you're going to have to get used to uncomfortable priorities. You have something over here, he said, forget about that. That doesn't actually matter. Here's what really matters. So you think that Jesus was utterly ruthless? Of course he wasn't, and was indifferent and couldn't care less about people. What he said to the man is, let the dead bury their own dead. It wasn't the fellow was dying. He was saying, once the thing at home is sorted out, and I'm a free man, I'll come and follow you again. And Jesus wasn't buying into that. He's saying, you want to follow, you must be uncomfortable with his priorities. And his priorities is going to make me feel uncomfortable. But who wants to follow a Jesus with that level of uncertainty, uncomfortableness, and then the challenge of uncomfortable priorities, which are the absolute opposite of mine? Can you see why it's so important to move out of comfort zone? As far as Jesus is concerned, it's just part of the normal Christian life. Verse 61, still to another, I will follow you, Lord, but let me go back and say goodbye to my family. Jesus replied, no one who puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God. Uncomfortable commitment. That is what is being offered here. You want to follow me? Here's what it's going to take. No going back, no looking back. That's the commitment that I require. And you're going to have to move out of that comfort zone that you're in and get used to being uncomfortable in your commitment in following me. Three people, three different responses, with the same team throughout. You say, Jesus, I want to grow, then get ready for uncomfortableness. Jesus, I want to follow you greatly, then get ready for stress. Because that's what it's about. Jesus, I want to follow, then get ready for challenge. You see how easy it is to sing the song. Where you go, I'll go. Where you stay, I'll stay. Where I'm, who you love, I will love. I will follow you. You cannot say that and do that from within your comfort zone. It can't be done. And yet, much of what has happened in Christianity, and as I see down through the years, and this is an area where I've had little or no success. I've had a small, but for the most part, almost none. Most people are not interested in moving out of their comfort zone. Indeed, what I have felt down through the years, actually, as you move on with the Lord and you move out of your comfort zone, they are very uncomfortable with you moving. And people won't be long letting you know that that is putting them under pressure. Not me at all. I tell Jesus straight out, it's desperately uncomfortable. Could we not come up with a better plan? But can you see our difficulty? The Lord spoke to me about Spain in January. I said, Lord, I don't necessarily want to go. He said, that is not what I'm saying. The girls need a driver. You need to go up the side of a mountain. You see me? Turned out anyway that Finner is a better driver than me, so worked out well at the end. But the pressure is there all of the time. I went to bed last night at 2:30 with a memory stick ready for this morning. Had it ready before I left. That is organization. Only for the Lord to say, I don't want you to use that. This is what I want you to do instead. The more I follow Jesus, the more stressful, the more challenging, and the more uncomfortable it becomes. Initially. But once I get used to being out in that area of uncomfortableness, I discover something, I'm able for it, and I grow in it, and I discover, actually, I can do a bit more than I realized here. But in order to do that, I have to let go of the mindset. I want to feel safe. I want to feel in control. And I want to feel as little stress and challenge as possible. And follow Jesus. Can't be done. I sense that many people are stuck in comfort zones. That has now become a prison for them. And they're singing the songs. And they mean it while they're singing it. That's for 2 minutes. But there's no way they want to let go of the comfort zone. Now, it's only a question of time before the Lord brings stuff of where they'll have to move out because circumstances will do the situation of where there is no choice. But his desire for us as his people is to get used of uncertainty, uncomfortableness, challenging priorities that challenges the socks off of us, and that happens to me, and a commitment that puts God way ahead of everybody else, and those who you put in the second place are actually hopping mad. But that's what it means to go where he is going and to do as he say and to follow. That's what it actually means. You've got to move out of your comfort zone. If weariness, if you're weary and running with men, how will you race with horses? That was a call to me 2 years ago. Move out of what? Your comfort zone. If you want to grow, you must move out. That is what he has given me. I have no idea who is for. But I know a certain amount of that is speaking to myself. Because I like challenge, but I only like a certain amount of it. And then when you have the challenge done, say, give me a bit of peace, Lord, for goodness sake. But the next thing is coming. And he knows how much I can take, and he knows how much you can take. But what he's really saying is, if you want to be comfortable, you can stay there. But the only thing you're going to grow in is knowledge. And you won't be a whole pile of use to anyone. If you want to grow with him, you have to learn to move aside that comfort zone and learn to deal with the uncomfortableness, whatever that looks like and feels like. Because believe in me, if you do, you will be the better for us. You'll be blessed, and by you being blessed, we will be blessed in return. Everybody wins with that. Lord, we take this word. Let what has been said that is of you be remembered. What is not of you, let it go to the wind. This we pray in your name. Amen. That's what he gave me. Oh, one more thing. He did speak to me. I brought up, you know, the way we've just finished the Bible thing there. R.T. Kendall, defining moments. I said, Lord, your servants are so eager, they want more. More will come. He said, all he said to me was this, right? He said, you are free, all of us are free, he said, to do some social activities over the summer months. He'll have more for us to say, to hear and more to say to us, but it will be in the autumn. So, you know, that's the comfort zone, you know. My attitude, if he's giving us that, there's no need to be mucking around with Jeremiah or something, you know, just take it, take what you have, and then whatever he says to us in the autumn. So I'm just saying that was the answer he gave me. He said, you can organize. He didn't say me, but he said, you can do some social events if you want to. So there's the freedom to do it, there's the freedom not to do it. But that's what he said. Is that all right? Oh Lord, the stress of this is just something else. I had no look, listen, no, whatever you call it, what to look. I didn't have time to put it in. The loss of it would be fine for 1 week.